Rather Be the Devil, written by Ian Rankin, read by James McPherson. Detective Inspector Siobhan Clark had been at home with a good book and the remains of a ready meal when the call came. The caller, a friend called Tess, who worked in the control room at Bilston Glen. "Wouldn't normally bother you, Siobhan, but when I got the victim's name..." So Clark was in her Vauxhall Astra on her way to the Royal Infirmary. The hospital sat in the southern edge of the city, plenty of space in the car park at this hour. She showed her ID at the accident and emergency desk and was shown where to go. She passed cubicle after cubicle, and if the curtains were closed, she popped her head around each. An old woman, her skin almost translucent, gave a beaming smile from her trolley. There were hopeful looks from others too, patients and family members. A drunk youth, blood still dripping from his head, was being calmed by a couple of male nurses. A middle-aged woman was retching into a cardboard bowl. A teenage girl moaned softly and regularly, knees drawn up to her chest. She recognised his mother first. Gail McKee was leaning over her son's trolley, stroking his hair and his forehead. Daryl Christie's closed eyes were puffy and bruised, his nose swollen, with dried blood caking the nostrils. A foam head brace had been rigged up, with further support around the neck. He was dressed in a suit, the shirt unbuttoned all the way to the waistband. There were contusions on his chest and stomach, but he was breathing. He was connected by a clip on one finger to a machine recording his vital signs. Gail McKee turned towards the new arrival. She was wearing too much makeup, and tears had left streaks down her face. Her hair was dyed straw blonde, piled atop her head. Jewellery jangled on both wrists. "I know you," she stated. "You're police." "Sorry to hear about your son," Clark said, drawing a little closer. "He's all right, though." "Look at him," the voice rising. "Look what the bastard's done to him. First Annette knew this." Annette, just a kid when she'd been murdered. Her killer caught and jailed, though not lasting long before he too was killed. Stabbed through the heart by an inmate who, best guess, had been put up to it by Annette's brother, Daryl. "Do you know what happened?" Clark asked. "He was lying in the driveway. I heard the car. Wondered what was taking so long. The security lights had gone on, and then off again, and no sign of him. His supper waiting in the stove." "You were the one who found him?" "On the ground next to his car. The minute he got out, they must have jumped him." "You didn't see anything?" Christie's mother was shaking her head slowly, her attention fixed on her son. "What did the doctors say?" Clark asked. "We're waiting here." "Daryl's not been conscious at all? Able to speak?" "What do you need to hear from him? You know as well as I do this as Cafferty's doing." "Best not jump to conclusions,"